It's Thursday, the 26th of June, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. The city of Windhoek hosted its 8th mayoral business forum, focusing on public-private partnerships that will help drive urban development, improve infrastructure, and create jobs. Here's city spokesperson Lydia Amutenya.
Our mayor unveiled a mayoral legacy project that is titled Windhoek Grows Campaign. This is a citywide initiative that is aimed at promoting household backyard gardening to boost food security and sustainable living in Windhoek. The mayor also addressed the forum on the theme Advancing Urban Agriculture, Policy Innovation and Investment for Sustainable Windhoek. And according to our mayor, many residents actually have unused or underutilized spaces that can be converted into productive gardens. Therefore, she wants to enforce awareness and knowledge about the backyard gardening techniques.
Afrikaner leaders, including Freedom Front Plus's Corneille Mulder, met with senior White House officials in Washington to discuss bilateral relations. The U.S. outlined conditions for improved bilateral ties, including prioritizing farmer tax as a crime and opposing land expropriation without fair compensation. The United Nations says violence against children in armed conflict situations reached unprecedented levels last year. The latest report on children and armed conflict verified over 41,000 grave violations against children in 2024. The Secretary General's Special Representative for Children and Armed Conflict, Virginia Gamba, had this to say.
These violations include recruitment and use of children, killing and maiming, rape, and other forms of sexual violence, abductions, as well as attacks on schools and hospitals, and the denial of humanitarian access to children, which are the 6 grave violations against children in armed conflict as designated by the United Nations Security Council.
Leaders of the European Union are gathering for a summit to discuss the crisis in the Middle East and a range of other geopolitical issues. The meeting comes a day after NATO agreed to increase defense spending over the next decade.
A number of the European leaders here were also in The Hague yesterday for the conclusion of that NATO summit. At that gathering, NATO agreed to significantly ramp up defense spending. A question for those here in Brussels today, how exactly to pay for it. Geopolitics is set to dominate much of the agenda. Big question about what role Europe can do to follow the US lead when it comes to trying to find a de-escalation and a diplomatic solution to the crisis ongoing in the Middle East. Other issues on the agenda, migration, climate policy, as well as trade disputes with the US. What can be done to ease those before that July 9th tariff deadline? William Denslow, Brussels.
And finally, the Motor Vehicle Accident Fund is taking its services to the Comas region through the MVA Fund on Wheels outreach program running until Saturday, 28 June. The initiative intends to reach underserved communities by delivering services directly to the people. MVA Fund spokesperson Hilaria Gregg.
During the 3-day community outreach program, community members will receive assistance with registering claims and resolving any claim-related issues. As part of its ongoing efforts to foster a culture of road safety, the fund will also conduct public education sessions with these communities. These sessions will focus on general road safety awareness, the claims process, the fund's benefits and services, while also promoting the toll-free MVA Fund accident response number 9682.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.